All right, we are back. This is Hollywood Close-Up with Natalie Lipkin, Wayne Frazier. Thank you for listening, guys. We love you out there. You know who we have today on the show, Natalie?
I know. Will you say it? Because I'm super excited.
All right, this man has studied at Second City in Toronto and Chicago. He's been in No Ordinary Family, General Hospital, The Apprentice. He has worked with Kevin Farley on the YouTube short Two Guys Drinking at a Bar, and he's currently the host of his own podcast, The Movie Guys. Ladies and gentlemen, the Paul Preston.
Thank you very much. All true. Although, you could have thrown some lies in there, please. Next time.
Welcome to the show. How you
Happy
doing,
to be
Paul?
Here.
What's
doing
going
great.
On? How's everything? What's happening with you?
Well, you know, we just, on the podcast, The Movie Guys, which you can find at themovieguys.net. busy time of year, obviously. We're talking summer movies.
Right.
So now we get to relax and talk about September movies.
Which are the slow ones, right?
Which are like, hey, we weren't quite sure. We didn't have the confidence to put these out in the summer, but they're not quite holiday Oscar releases yet, so
well,
September.
Let me ask you something about that. I read something that said the September movies are, yes, the, you know, blah, the between, everybody's going back to school or whatever. Didn't February used to be that?
Or is it January always? Is always that.
Okay.
January is the dumping ground. That's where
right.
just whatever.
That's
comes
when
out.
Nicolas Cage movies come out.
Exactly.
Aww.
Yeah. How did he do that? How did he manage to do that over the course of 15 years? To go from, like, I put out the summer movie, The Rock, Con Air, blah, 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 or I put out Leaving Las Vegas and the big.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly just.
All of a
every
sudden,
January, Season of the Witch.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Something like that comes
Daredevil
out.
Daredevil Part 19.
Yeah. But the. Interesting time of year for, like, One Direction, This Is Us was the big
yeah.
movie that was supposed to come out, but it came out in second. The Butler still beat it at the box office.
Oh, yeah.
Because they waited on it just too long where half its target audience had homework. So there
you go. They should have talked to you first.
Yeah, you know, we're here. You can
you
find
know?
Us, Hollywood.
Come
we'll
on
gladly
now.
Help because we help.
What
then,
a,
then we entertain,
what
I think,
a,
in that order.
Awesome, awesome podcast you guys have. It's The Movie Guys, and it's you and is it your wife is on the show?
Karen Volpe.
Karen, and then you have two others, correct?
Lee and Adam.
And Lee and Adam. Lee Kaya, stand-up comic, and Adam Witt, sketch guy.
Do you guys have a problem, like, talking over each other and getting there? Is it kind of more planned as a podcast, or how does that work?
Well, that's what's good about having done it. Now, we have, like, 100-plus videos online, so we started out doing videos every week, previewing all the movies that are coming out. Then we did a live show at Second City. So then we're just about coming up on a year of doing the podcast. So by now, we've worked it out where we're not talking over each other so much.
Mm-hmm.
That's certainly there when you start out, well, we all got something to say, you know? Like, I got an important thing. Listen to me. But
right.
then it's, you know, then we realize, hey, how can we contribute?
Well, we don't,
right.
It's
come down
we dealt with the same thing because we had a podcast called Balancing Act right before that,
yeah,
before we started this one, and we had two others on there, and we all started getting used to who could talk
right.
and who wouldn't, you know.
And so started as a live show.
Yeah.
And that's a question I had for you is what made the change from wanting to do the videos and the live show to, like, strictly, you know, well, you still do videos and everything, but just going into the podcast, what was the transition?
Quite honestly, we were super proud of the show at Second City. There was
mm-hmm.
no show like that at all anywhere in L.A., but it's L.A., it's Hollywood. It's tough to get people out to see that show, so
mm-hmm.
we would bust our humps to make a great show every month, previewing all
right.
the movies, doing sketches, characters, improv, you know, rants and everything for a full hour of completely unique stuff that 20 people would come and see.
It's unbelievable.
Right,
so
right.
now you do the podcast. Next thing you know, when we started out, suddenly 3,500 people listening. Hey, that's worth getting up in the morning. So
mm-hmm,
now
right.
We've expanded on that and it's grown and it's become a big thing now. So definitely worth changing into that venue. I mean, if we could get the thing on a big tour or on Broadway in the colleges, which we'd still like to, we're going to start
yeah.
performing our show at film festivals because that's a good target audience.
Yeah.
Then
oh,
the
yeah.
audience is built in too, so it's worth doing. So we're expanding in all in that direction. But the live show, yeah, we kind of just clipped it as far as a continual run.
It's tough.
Due to audience.
It really
right.
is.
Right, now, yeah.
Really tough to do the live shows. We tried that. It's interesting.
Even if you fill one of those small theaters in Hollywood, you get 50 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're small theaters.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, and, you know, we don't have the mojo to play at the Amundsen,
yes.
where all the national tours go.
Yes,
yet,
you
so.
Do.
We have the mojo,
on,
but
yeah.
it is not recognized by the powers that be.
Live Nation down at Staples Center, sold out.
Yeah, exactly.
It's coming.
Oh,
it's
my
coming.
God, that'd be great.
Oh,
let's do that.
I'm Let's
we should
do
open,
it.
We should open for each other. You know what I mean?
Open for each other.
The movie guys open in certain cities, and then we open for you guys in certain cities and do, go on tour.
Yeah, it's like when Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake go out. They flip-flop the who's opening for who thing. It's the same thing. Exact same thing.
If Kiss and Aerosmith can go out together, come on.
Exactly.
So
brilliant.
All right, we're talking about movies.
Yes.
And that's what you are an expert on.
We love doing that.
We'd like to believe. Okay, first of all, I named the top grossing movies in 2013 before the break. What was your favorite movie of the year? Let's just start there.
That's tough, because normally this time of year, it's a rare treat when you get a big summer blockbuster that is also your favorite film of the year. Mm. Like in 2010, I think it was, when I saw Inception, I said, this is my favorite film of the year. I don't think anything is going to beat it. Nothing did. That movie was, today, that movie is unreal, how you can make a movie that's anything like that. Yeah. But most of the time, you got to wait until the end of the year when the Oscar worthy stuff comes out.
Right. But as far as summer blockbusters.
So this year we didn't have any that I think are going to end up in my top 10, maybe. Right. Like Star Trek was very unique when it came out in 2009. The sequel is really good, I thought. And it looks like to me that we're going to have a great Star Wars movie.
I hope so. Now, real quick on that. The thing, the problem I have, and I think I've talked about you with you a couple months ago about this, is the lens flares. J.J. Abrams loves to do. J.J., if you're listening, please do the swipes like Lucas, but don't do the flare.
Listen to Wayne.
J.J. Abrams, listen to Wayne.
We know you're listening.
Well. I think that'll go. They'll ignore the, how about that they earned $200 million? Listen to Wayne.
Yes. Tell about me.
It is his thing, though, because he put it in Super 8, too. So it's not a Star Trek thing. It's a J.J. Abrams thing. It's a thing he loves to do. So, you know, you're either on board or you're not, because I don't think he's changed.
I just had a problem with that part in Star Trek when it was a really emotional scene with the woman is talking and all that, and just, you know, with her dad being in the other ship. And, you know, I won't give it too much away because it's such a great film. But anyway...
They've had time to see it. It's okay.
That's true, too. We were worried about giving spoilers on The Graduate the other day, and we talked about it. And after a while, it's like, guys, you had 40 years.
I just don't. It's the solar flare, the lens flare. It goes right in front of her face in this particular moment, and I don't want that to happen to Han Solo.
Yeah, you don't want the filmmaking to get in the way of what's important and in the film. But I see where that can happen. However, there's a great scene where they're going to Kronos. It's... Kirk, Spock, and Uhuru, but Uhuru and Spock start bickering. Mm-hmm. Any lesser film that would just trash a movie right there. Like, we're having this big, intense action scene. It's a real important plot point that they get to this planet and do whatever they got to do, and they start bickering. But somehow he balances it where they maintain the integrity, the importance of the mission, and have fun with the characters at the same time. That's why I think we're going to have a good Star Wars movie.
Okay,
but it's not my favorite film of the year.
I hope you're right.
Not my favorite film of the year, though. I would go with the. Blue Jasmine, perhaps, the Woody Allen film.
Oh, I heard that was fantastic.
Every other Woody Allen film is great. Yeah. I don't know how he does it. He's like the Star Trek franchise. You know, like 2 and 4 and 6 were all great. You know, Midnight Paris, fantastic. Last year, To Rome with Love. But this year, Blue Jasmine is a really good movie. And Cate Blanchett is just out of this world great in that film.
That's what I hear. She's amazing. I have to check that one.
And The World's End. I'd be remiss if I didn't say that's
hilarious. I want to see that. Yeah. I have not yet. I love those guys.
Both comedians face the end of the world movies were hilarious this summer. This is the End with Seth Rogen, also great.
And you guys had a really good time on the Movie Guys, if you haven't heard it, movieguys.net, with... It was The World's End, where you guys were in like a shelter underneath your studio or something.
Yes, we were in a bunker with VHS copies of movies, preparing for the end of the world. While the world was ending outside, we still previewed the latest that's coming out. Because who are we to stop what we're doing just because the world is ending?
Yeah, and that's what I love about your show is also that it's a video podcast. It's a showcast, as you call it.
The movie showcast. This is what we call it, yes.
Which I love that, too, is that... You know, you do get to watch them. So you can listen on iTunes, but also go and see on their website, on YouTube, and actually watch them and see them in action.
Yeah, either way. So if we have a magician on or something, we had a magician on doing radio magic, which doesn't lend itself to the radio as much, you know, as you'd think. So, but you can see the magician's assistant doing baton twirls and all that stuff in our show while we're doing the wacky stuff. So, yeah, we like to bring the visual as well.
Awesome.
What about this? Okay, I know we're talking about movies and that, but real quick. Okay, so we're interviewing you and you're talking to us. How is this different? Like, you know, because you're usually in charge of your podcast, and now you're on the opposite side. Is this strange for you right now?
No, I just like talking movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be really disappointed when we have to stop this, because I could talk about every single movie that came out all summer long.
Okay.
Right.
So it's not too weird to me.
Oh, I want to talk about Elysium. Is that how you pronounce that?
Oh, no, you
Elysium.
Did not bring that up.
Why?
Because I should go to movie jail.
Perfect.
I haven't
go.
Seen it.
Go. Oh.
That's why I got to go to movie jail. See, on our show, we pride ourselves on doing previews. No spoilers,
right.
Because we watch the trailers and we come up with jokes. Also, as I mentioned, we don't have a ton of mojo to go to these advanced screenings.
Right.
Every blog in the world now wants to go to advanced screenings, and the studios are like, hey, we can't let everyone in here,
right.
So we haven't been allowed in yet. Fine by me, though, because let's watch a trailer, and then we know what to make the jokes about.
Yeah.
Concerning, you know, Elysium, fast, effective relief for your constipation. It sounds like a drug. That's all I'm saying. But I haven't seen it yet.
It's so. Exactly
okay.
What the movie was.
Yeah.
That's okay. I just
saw it myself. You didn't like it?
No, I really liked it.
Oh, did
okay.
You really?
I did.
I did not care for it.
You didn't care for it?
I
Why?
I did not. I have to say, I thought it was... I didn't care about Matt Damon's character. I just didn't give it... Doesn't matter to me what happened in that.
I will watch him in anything.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the guys from Ocean's 11 are picking the most interesting projects in the world, because they could just float through life as rich and handsome, and they continue to choose challenging projects.
Well, I'm a huge Matt Damon fan. Don't get me wrong. He's from hometown Boston. You know, I love this guy. But this particular character that he played, it didn't matter to me. I was like, whatever. You know, I could have taken it or leaving it. There's some good scenes in there.
I want to see him become Robo-Damon. It looks good to me, right?
There's some good explosions.
No, I mean, that's crazy. And with everything my husband and I were actually talking about and we left, it's like there's so much political stuff in that movie and comparing to the world we live in and the world they're living in. And, I mean...
Well, I come to expect that after District 9. I mean, can you imagine hitting that home run right out of the gate? This guy's first movie... Best Picture nomination, $100 million. It's a huge, massive hit, while maintaining some sort of smarts about being an allegory for immigration and all this stuff. And now Elysium looks like it's an allegory for immigration, because you got to get across a border to Elysium to enjoy their lifestyle, but also an allegory for healthcare. So I get the next movie, he'll have an allegory for healthcare and maybe the NSA, and he's just going to pile on all this stuff, and his movies will continue to be worth seeing, hopefully.
Yeah. Right.
Neil Blomkamp, your
maybe,
director.
Maybe if I take it in that particular way, but as far as action, it was all right. It just didn't, I don't know.
Well, I'm not a huge action movie fan. I don't go see a lot of action movies, so maybe that's maybe because I'm not
the movies.
I like to watch movies at home.
She watched Sharknado. So
I saw Sharknado.
Even if there's no one else in the theater, I have to see it in the theater, because a movie has to be overwhelming. It has to overwhelm my particular senses in every respect, so it can do its real magic.
Well, I agree. If there's the bigger movies, you know, like Superman, I didn't see it. But if I were to see it, I would have wanted to see it in the theater.
Superman comes to Earth. Zod comes to kill him, and then like millions of people die.
Yeah,
but
I hear I didn't miss out.
I hear I didn't miss out.
That was a crazy one. I mean, the millions of people that died was the thing that really got me.
Was off the chart, and
it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Zod's plan, I'm sure, but just hard to watch.
Yeah, Superman doesn't do that. Well, listen, we have to go to our.
Oh, is it time?
No, there are more movies.
No, we're not gone yet.
We didn't talk about Iron Man 3. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I could talk forever.
Well, real quick, we have the Hollywood Close-Ups Quick and Quirky game we would like to play with you.
Lay it on.
We ask you four questions, you will answer them, and it's just fun. So there you go.
No,
Hollywood Close-Ups Quick and Quirky game.
Explanation.
It feels quick and quirky.
It's just fun.
All right, Paul.
Yes.
Who are your ideal TV parents?
Oh, my ideal TV parents. Archie Bunker. Archie and Edith Bunker.
I love it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they're indicative of America, I think.
They're
not too perfect, because the TV will love to idolize
the
moms and dads.
The classic bigot.
That's what you go down there, that's the guy you're going to meet.
You know, a show like that, though, would never make it on television in this day and age.
Probably not.
No. Because of all the different
things.
Be on
Hulu.
Yeah. And Hulu.
Hulu original.
Netflix.
Yeah, Hulu would have it.
Okay, beer or wine?
Beer or wine?
Beer or wine.
I'd have to say wine, because I don't drink.
Oh,
not at all.
There you go.
No, so wine is like the closest to grape juice, and I enjoy grape juice.
There we go. Grape juice is
drinking
the answer.
Just looked really expensive, so I never started. And I've been told I'm right. It is very expensive. It's very expensive. So, yeah, never been my thing. How about you guys?
Beer.
Here I've turned into host now.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
I'm turning it around on you.
Beer for me. Or Captain Morgan.
In this moment right now, it's beer.
So you give a third answer.
I know.
I could go for a cold beer right now. In this moment.
It's like 102
outside. In this moment. Because it's hot outside. Cold beer? Come on.
Ridiculous.
If you were a Muppet, which one would you be?
If I were a Muppet, I think I would have to be Kermit the Frog, and I will tell you why. Because I know he's like the most popular, and everyone wants to be Kermit the Frog. But doing the Movie Guys show, having Karen, Adam, and Lee there, is like trying to run the Muppet show when all these maniacs are around you. Our live show became exactly that. And then we had to preview the movie, The Muppets, and it was like I'm living Kermit the Frog's life, where I'm trying to do a show, and these guys are just being crazy all around me. You got Gonzo and Scooter, and everyone being nuts, and Animal, and everything. And he's just trying to do a show and keep a show together with these maniacs.
It's not easy being green.
And the last question for Hollywood Close-Up's quick and quirky game.
Yes.
What's your favorite podcast you're on right now?
Oh, that would be Hollywood Close-Up.
Ding, ding, ding.
Everybody seems to get that answer
there
right.
You go. Big applause. For
there it is. Wow.
I said balancing act. That would have thrown you guys.
That would have been like, no.
Wait a minute.
Where are we? What's happening?
Pay attention.
It was fun. We got about another 50 seconds. Let's talk movies real quick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Worst movie of the year.
Worst movie of the year?
So far.
Oh, my good Lord.
Of the summer?
I'll name a few. Reston Police Department.
Didn't see it. See, that's the thing. I don't see a lot of the bad movies if they look really horrible. I love to say I see everything. And I tried that in May, but by the time July gets here, I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Lone Ranger?
Not good, not for lack of trying.
Okay. White House Down?
Didn't see it.
After Earth?
Horrible. There, it might be your winner right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you know, I don't like to rip on indie films that might be worse than that movie, but they're, you know, you can't rip on an indie film. No. But when you spend $150 million and make After Earth, I don't know what happened to M. Night Shyamalan. He's terrible.
Oh, he just hasn't had anything.
I don't know. I'd love to see him get back to the mojo he used to have.
The Sixth Sense.
And I have used mojo way too much in the show. I've kind of gone 60.
You just have
weird.
A lot of mojo. It's just part of you.
I'd like to see him return because, man, The Sixth Sense was a fantastic movie.
I know.
Even parts of Signs were great. You know,
yeah,
you
Signs.
Really
see, I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, but
what are you looking forward to for the winter or for the Christmas season?
August Osage County, which was a fantastic play. Now the film star-studded with Julia Roberts and Meryl Streep and all that stuff. I think Karen might be going to an advanced screening of that tonight, so I'll get early word from her about what she thinks of that.
What about The Monument?
The Monument's Men.
We know your wife is going to want to see that.
Yeah, that makes Clooney.
With Bill Murray.
What did I tell you about the Ocean's 11 guys? Yep. Here's a guy who's super handsome and just could skate on making, you know, the 2000s Matthew McConaughey movies.
Yeah.
Even he's now starting to come around and stop making those romantic comedies. Yeah. McConaughey's appearing in good
Gravity. Films. Gravity looks amazing.
Yeah, Gravity looks also Clooney. I mean, this guy, whatever he makes is worth seeing. And now he directed The Monuments Men. If you don't know what it's about, this will hook you. It's about a group of soldiers in World War II who set out to save precious artwork and land monuments that Hitler was going to destroy. But who better would you want to do that with than Clooney, Damon, John Goodman, and Bill Murray?
Bill Murray's
going to be fantastic.
In the old, like, stripes. As soon as I saw it, I get chills.
Yeah,
like,
he's going to deadpan his way through Germany. It'll be fantastic.
And it's based on a true story, correct?
I believe so.
Yeah, it did say that.
I believe so. Yeah, that movie's going to be great.
Yeah, well, we hate to go. As always, Paul Preston, you have been amazing. And so you can hear more of him on The Movie Guys. Check out the show cast, themovieguys.net. And
next week we have another guest, which we're not certain yet.
Unfortunately, I don't know because
I just looked at my notes and I went, well, I don't have anything to say.
You know what? Yeah, let's thank Balance and the Traveling Sounds for their music again this week. They're amazing. And thank you to the network studios and our listeners. And next week it is surprise guest.
Yes, surprise guest. No, we don't know.
That nice work.
Make sure you subscribe to us at NatalieWayne.com. Obviously, send us some ask some questions. And that is about it, huh?
And that's it. This is Hollywood Close-Up. I'm Natalie Lipka.
And I'm Wayne Frazier.
Until the next one.
Peace.